No. Straight through, congratulations, 4 points, really came good in that second half there.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it at half-time, how we didn't do what we wanted to do in the first half and weren't taking the right options, and second half at half, we talked about how we could press them and, you know, really give this Ulster a run. We didn't want to go home without giving anything a try, so we gave it everything in the second half, and it worked out for us.
Yeah, 6-3 down at halftime, and maybe lucky not to be a little bit more, because they were very imposing in that first half.
They were, and they hit hard in the first half. And we didn't get tight enough in the first half, and we didn't put in the hits, but we really focused on that in the second half, and we worked from the forward back, you know, we defended from the front, and we really done what we wanted to do.
Yeah, a couple of quick points, obviously, it was important to get those three quick levelling points in the couple of early minutes of the second half.
Yeah, because once we got them up there, we felt like we could keep them there, like, our kick-out press was good, and we wanted to stay hungry around the middle in the break,
They lost their discipline as well, a little bit as well, so, obviously, then Sean McGee got the goal, and, you know, it was, you could enjoy the last few minutes.
It's so good to have subs like Sean to come on, and has the pace to do things and come on and score goals like that, you know, and with the likes of Oshin who couldn't play today, but he'd be delighted to hopefully get a run in the semi-final now.
Yeah, and obviously yourself, personal tally, as I said, of 4 points, obviously quite happy with that.
Yeah, definitely, look at especially after the piece you had in the paper this week, I had to perform for you.
Well, you're keeping that proud tradition going anyway, aren't you?
That's it. Well, Dad says there was no Ulster back in his day, but hopefully now we can give the semi-final a rattle.